Hello.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, and you're listening to Chosen Generation Radio. Get more at ChosenGenerationRadio.com. That's Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glass.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for in World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Sexual predators and comprehensive sex education both break down inhibitions. That's what they start with. They also gain trust with the child and then slowly start to get them towards sexual activity.
Anything goes. You are teaching children adult child sex. You're teaching transgender issues. And, you know, children are moldable and influenced by that.
They said, okay, now we need you and your team to be able to explain what homosexuality is to a four-year-old student.
To introduce this kind of material at that age, frankly, it's child abuse.
You're going to teach our children that it's okay for any two children of any age, of any sex, to have sexual intercourse with each other as long as two components are present. One's using a condom and they both give consent. Did I hear that correctly?
It's not a neutral venue. There's no such thing. Okay, the schools are doing your job. They are discipling your children, but they're not discipling them in the faith of Jesus Christ.
It's only the exceptional child that even survives that system. Most do not survive. Most have not survived.
They believe that children are sexual from birth and that they deserve and have the right to be sexually active and to seek sexual pleasure. And if anyone is stopping them from that, then you are judging and oppressing them.
Even kindergarten now, they're wanting to teach them more and more perverse information and acts and put that into the children's minds. And once that poison is in a child's mind, it doesn't leave. They'll always remember what they learned. And it's by design, it's orchestrated.
In my humble opinion, it will be worse before it gets better.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any difference. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. Thanks so much for being with me. Hour number three Hour number three, and folks, if you missed any portions of us, be sure and pick it up. All you need to do is go to childrengenerationradio.com, click on Show Archives, and you can follow the links there. You can also go to the Listen link, where we are streaming the audio live every day, videos live at the website at childrengenerationradio.com and on TECN TV, as well as across a number of our social media platforms. And we thank all of you that are watching and listening to the program each and every day. We greatly appreciate it. We do this for you. Well, I'm very excited to welcome back to the program. She has been on our program a number of times, bringing her tremendous insight. She is America's psychiatrist. I want to welcome Dr. Carol Lieberman. Dr. Carol, welcome. Great to have you. Thanks for being here.
Good morning. Thank you.
Well, my goodness, the world just seems like it is absolutely upside down to me. I mean, just absolutely upside down. I've had some of the folks talking about the detransitioning, and I mentioned in the first hour this morning that in the midst of all of the craziness, these young people that are coming out and saying, hey, this is bad, I've been injured, I've been damaged. In the midst of all of that, the Democrats are pushing through a bill that would make what you and I are about to talk about a hate crime. It's crazy to me.
We're going to be in jail.
I mean, for pointing out what seems to me to be the obvious, right?
Yes.
How long have you been in practice? Can I?
Long enough.
Okay.
Long enough to know what's crazy and what's not.
So there's a couple of things going on that I think too, and I mentioned to you in the green room how, you know, they hold something out here and then they kind of do something back over here. One of the things they've done back over here while they're holding this out, and we're going to get into the trans issue, but is called MAPS, minor attracted persons. They've got everybody stirred up about trans, which we should be. It's of grave concern. But while they have us all stirred up about that, they have full press gone with the MAPS program, and nobody's blocking that. It's like they did an end around and they're headed to the end zone on MAPS while we're all holding the line on trans.
Yes, that's a really good point. That's true. I mean, I think if more people realized what they had in mind or what was actually already going on in terms of minor, I mean, it's pedophilia. This is the trans part and the changing, getting kids to change from the biological sex that they were born with to either trans or non-binary or some permutation of that. That is grooming. I mean, it's child abuse, but it's also grooming for their next plan, the next step, which is MAPS. Yes. You know, whether it's the teachers who are grooming the kids to then have sex with them or for other people, you know, who are attracted to minors. I mean, this is, it is, you know, we've talked about, I think you and I have talked about how this is, I mean, it's, it should be obvious that it's the left's attempt to destroy the American family. You know, that's sure. That's what this is part of. You know,
right.
It's just like censoring Dr. Seuss. You know, all of these things taking away our landmarks. You know, our disorienting us, but you know, it has more and more nefarious intentions.
I'm sorry. I was just going to write down a quick note to ask you. So you mentioned about disorientation. That is a form of psychiatric warfare, is it not?
Yes.
So groomers use that. They use disorientation. Manipulators, kidnapping, when somebody kidnaps somebody and they're trying to, like the Patty Hearst story, I think of as an example, right? So, you know, she was potentially mind manipulated psychiatrically by what was happening to her. Can you talk about what they're doing, how they're targeting the American public and its psyche right now with the things that they're doing?
Well, yes, it's actually a whole buffet of psyops, you know, how to manipulate our minds. And I mean, that's part of it too, that it's coming at us from all sides. You know, of course, there's the trans part, you know, behind parents' backs, convincing kids that they aren't or don't want to be, or would be a lot happier if they weren't the sex they were born with. That, you know, sex is a really is like a core identifier, you know, our core identity, you know, because it is what it is. I mean, you know, we're born with either XX chromosomes for women or XY for men. And so to tell kids that they can change that. And the thing is that kids are particularly vulnerable to this now, because they're coming out of 2 years of lockdowns and are confused, and they've been lonely. They want to belong to some group. They want, you know, other kids to like them. And there's this ready-made group, you know, who are welcoming them to be in their non-binary group or their trans group, or to get their pronouns to be changed, and certainly hormones and surgery.
Right.
So that's one part. But I mean, it's a very core part. It's not just like getting kids to dye their hair red, you know, or blue. And then, of course, taking away, you know, changing the world as we knew it. Some things seem minute, but it's really important, because it's just how we, you know, we don't even really think about it. Like I was mentioning Dr. Seuss or Monopoly or changing the words in Gone with the Wind, or all of the books that we're used to, you know, and of course we're affected still by the years of lockdown too, you know. So first they manipulated us by making us go into lockdown, right? And then they threw all this other stuff at us, all this cancel culture and everything, and woke stuff. And when we're already in kind of a weakened state psychologically and physically, and which means that it's harder for us to fight back when we're already in this weakened state.
Well, I think about, you know, several things, right? You know, there's that quote in Ratatouille that says, you know, once you get past the smell and the appearance of it, you know, all kinds of things are possible, and the rat is talking about, you know, eating things that are completely and totally not good for you. I mean, they're not healthy. They're very bad for you. But you're taking children and you're breaking down the natural barriers that God instilled in them, and now you're destroying natural inhibitions that are supposed to be there that would keep them. Is that not a formula for creating an army of sociopaths?
Well, sociopaths, or just generally psychiatric problems, psychiatric illness, you know, I mean, when you're telling people that white is black and black is white, well, literally, actually, with CRT, that's another part of this.
Sure.
Breaking down, you know, and making us racist by, you know, teaching little kids that whites are oppressors and blacks are, you know, the oppressed and so on. And, I mean, making kids racist.
That they should hate one another, or they do hate one another, and they can't do anything about it. They're just born that way.
Right, right. I mean, it's the exact opposite of what Martin Luther King was striving for all those years ago, you know?
Right.
To not segregation. Now they're making segregation.
Yeah.
But anyhow, yes, it makes you, depending upon the specific, what your mind was like before it started being broken down, and also what the specific things are that are breaking it down, it creates, you know, some kind of psychological mess. in addition to us being lonely and you know, being more vulnerable in that way, the world now, I call it an existential mess. You know, things that are going on in the world, from the Ukraine to, you know, where we're told all the time we're on the verge of World War III, to other kinds of illnesses, to the southern border being crossed and being, we're told that, oh no, don't worry about that.
Look over here. Don't pay attention to this. Look over here.
Right. And yeah, there are terrorists on the terrorist watch list that are coming over. I mean, there are so many things. Our military, it has gone woke, and they're not really as able to fight as they once were. And right, plus, they're having so much trouble. They're having so much trouble, you know, recruiting. There was this, do you know about this recruitment effort that they made, where they had, oh, now I'm going to forget the woman's, they had a
transgender, right? Oh, no, yeah, drag queen, yeah. Yeah. I remember that. Yep. Yeah.
She was a digital ambassador, is what they called her, or him, or whatever. And she was, that was part of their recruitment efforts. Now, do you really have to be a psychiatrist to know that?
Well, and what message does that send to our enemies around the world about? I mean, they're looking at it like, you know, America's military has become an absolute joke. I want to go back, and I'm not trying to, I don't know, overharp this, but I don't want people to think, oh, you know, Pastor talked about a sociopath. What's that? Okay? So the definition of the symptoms is disregard for others, a lack of empathy, and dishonest behavior. If you break down a child's conscience so they no longer know the difference between right and wrong, and you teach them an emotional form of education that they are only supposed to be concerned with their own emotions, irrespective of how it might impact others, I mean, that is a disregard for others. That is a lack of empathy, and it is encouraging dishonest behavior. That's why I'm saying, are they not opening up the door to create potentially that as a mental illness? And then obviously they want to manipulate that and get those kids to do the chaos that they want them to do.
Well, that's an interesting thought. That probably does happen with some children, some people, but I see it more as a greater breakdown in it, making people, kids, out of touch with reality.
Okay. So a dissociative disorder to a degree.
Yes, you could say that's part of it too. I mean, basically just where they don't know which way is up. I mean, there are a lot of different combinations of symptoms that you could have with that, but it's just basically just confusion, mass confusion.
Right. You're spinning them off into despair, right? Lack of hope. I mean, they're just kind of spinning in a circle, not knowing which way to go.
Well, right. Well, and that's what really is happening with our world the way it is, with the COVID lockdowns, and then this world that's this existential mess. And then add to it all of these other things. You're not a boy, you're a girl. And you know, and taking away these things that kids kind of counted on as their classic children's literature and so on. Like, it's a whole stew of things that are just breaking down. You know, for example, it's really hard for kids to get normally in school, even starting in elementary school. You know, that's when it should start if it's going to be healthy. They start having ambitions. You know, people ask, what do you want to be when you grow up?
Sure.
Well, in today's world, you know, it's like kids almost are feeling like they're not going to grow up. I mean, that there's not going to be a world when they grow up.
Well, and what do you want to be when you grow up, but you're not what you think you are based on your biological present condition, because we don't call you a boy, we don't call you a girl, everybody's non-binary. I mean that so as a psychiatric professional, when you hear about the school psychiatrists, for example, that are encouraging these young children to mutilate their bodies without parental consent. What is your professional perspective on that?
Well, first of all, you know, a lot of schools don't even have psychiatrists. They might have psychologists, or they have social workers or guidance counselors who aren't really as well educated as a psychiatrist who goes to medical school and all of that.
Sure.
But in any case, I mean, just the idea of whatever the degree is that the person has, the idea that they are taking this control out of the hands of the parents, or not that parents are trying to control their kids, they're just trying to help them grow up normal. But, you know, in California, there is this amendment to a bill being introduced. It may have passed already. It's where if a child tells someone at the school, a teacher, a social worker, whatever, they are not being affirmed at home, that their parent isn't affirming their gender choice, meaning that the parent, not just that the parent isn't saying, oh, well, that's okay, but the parent isn't actually actively calling them by the other pronoun, taking them to a doctor for hormones,
buying them dresses or whatever, or buying them whatever clothing or whatever apparatus they need.
Yes.
Or think they need.
That they can tell this social worker, let's say, and the social worker can then tell Child Protective Services, who then take the child away from the parents and put them in a foster care situation.
Right.
Now, you know, never mind the fact that there aren't enough foster care homes as it is, you know, for kids. But anyhow, and so what that does is when a child becomes a foster child, they are under the control of the state.
Right.
It's just like what's the Brave New World, you know, where the state is controlling them, and now they'll have total control, not just about their gender, but, you know, everything. Yes, they can make little armies of children do whatever they want.
Well, and if the child suddenly wakes up and says, "Wait a minute, this isn't what I want to do," the child no longer has any choice because the child is now a ward of the state. That's part of it. Did you watch Matt Walsh's What is a Woman? So when you listened to that school psychiatrist that he was asking those questions of, what thoughts were going through your head listening to him just ask those questions and the responses that he was getting?
The responses were ridiculous. You know, it was like, how can this person say these things and expect them to be accepted as answers? I mean, it was very scary. And yes, there are people in schools like that. And even, you know, just doing these things behind the parents' backs. I mean, you know, first of all, part of this problem is the drug companies who want to sell the hormones, the doctors who want to have patients, you know, to charge money for giving the hormones and doing the surgery.
Right.
And then the mental health professionals who are charging for the 1 hour meeting to then say that to give permission for that child to be transitioned. You know, first of all, gender dysphoria, the treatment for gender dysphoria, discomfort with one's own body, feeling like one was born into the wrong gender, sex, body, and so on. The treatment for that is psychotherapy, not necessarily conversion therapy, so to speak, but it's therapy to find out what really is bothering the child. You know, here nowadays, you tell if a teacher thinks that you're looking sad, you know, right away they think, oh, well, you'll be happy if you become the opposite sex. But, you know, most of the time, what may seem like gender dysphoria is really anxiety or depression or some kind of, you know, a symptom like that related to something else. Like, for example, if your parents are getting divorced, or if your best friend moved away, or some other kind of thing that is a trauma to you in your life. It doesn't mean that you want to change your sex.
Well, and you know, there's a documentary film called Detransitioned, and that's, you know, that is a lot of what they talk about is, you know, is in that film, and these are individuals that went through exactly, and we're going to run out of time here, but that's exactly what they went through. And they're like going, you know, where were those psychoanalysis people? Where was somebody to say, hey, hold on a minute. Let's have some more conversation about this. Let's figure out why you're really so unhappy. Let's figure out what is really troubling you, and let's try to be caring, let's be sympathetic, let's be loving, but let's really start to break down what's going on and quiet all the voices around you, and let's focus on you and your own personal situation. What's changed? What's happened? Why are you feeling the way that you're feeling? And as Chloe Cole says, she's like, you know, I became a hero when I said, oh, I'm going to transition. Everybody loved me. Well, I'd never experienced that euphoria before. So I got swept up in the euphoria of all of that. But nobody actually was helping me address where I was and what I was really going through.
And that takes a lot more than an hour, you know? It yeah. takes a year at least to figure all that stuff out.
Amen.
So, you know, yep. I can't wait for these people to be, I know some people have started already in terms of detransitioning, suing the doctors and the hospitals and all that. We need yep. more of that.
And there's some of that going on, thank goodness. All right, Dr. Carol Lieberman, LIEBERMAN, Dr. Carol Lieberman, expert witness, forensicpsychiatrist.com. Is that the best place to go?
That's a good place for this, yes. In case everybody wants to sue their doctor.
There you go. Expert witness, forensicpsychiatrist.com. You can reach out to her there. And I know she would be more than happy to hear from you. And you know, if necessary, make a recommendation to you as to people that can help you. And that's really more than anything else that we want to let you know, whatever you're dealing with, there is an answer. As a minister, as a pastor, I believe the ultimate answer is God loves you and he has a pathway for you to experience that love. And I'd sure love for you to know that. Dr. Carol, thank you so much for being with me today. I greatly appreciate it. It's been such an important conversation.
Thank you.
All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll have more Chosen Generation Radio coming up right after this. Bill Courtney joins us on the other side, and he was the author of Undefeated. We'll get more on that coming up right after this break.
So up next, we have Clanslight. When you have different things like cancer and different diseases that are autoimmune related, it can really help with inflammation because you're helping clean the body. And Clanslight is a formula that's made from a natural orthosilic acid that basically is put into a formulation that's naturally occurring that uses different processes from polarization to heating to cooling to different types of catalysts which will go in the body and really help communicate to get rid of those things that don't need to be there. People don't understand why there's so many autoimmune disorders, but our environment's toxic. The land, air, and water have changed. We've been exposed to nuclear war, and the issue is if there's a nuclear bomb or there's pollution or there's war in one country, it actually affects everything up to the stratosphere. So we're all connected, and we've really got to clean things out.
You can pick up your clean slate today at cgrforlife.com. That's cgrforlife.com. Pick up your clean slate today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. Retailers, shopping channels, and now even banks have tried to cancel myself and MyPillow. Well, during these times, your support has meant everything to us. So my employees and I want to personally thank each and every one of you by passing the savings directly on to you. We're selling the best products ever for the best prices ever. For example, we have my standard size MyPillow, regularly $69.98, now only $19.98 with your promo code. Or you can get custom fit with my premium queen size MyPillows, regularly $79.98, now just $29.98. Or my king size regular $89.98, now just $34.98. So go to MyPillow.com now and use the promo code on your screen, or call the 1-800 number below to receive this exclusive offer. If you do it right now, I'm going to include a free gift with your purchase. Thank you and God bless.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for in World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
Look, I am for marriage between a man and a woman. I am for life from conception. I am for following the Bible, and I believe that our founders started this nation on biblical principles. I am in support of our military and believe that America should play a role in world security. I believe our Constitution was intended for a moral people and that the Bible contains the only true moral code. I believe we are all born sinners and that God in His grace and mercy sent His Son Jesus Christ to die for our sins, and that if we will confess our sins, He is just and righteous to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I believe salvation is not just accomplished in a little prayer, but that it is found in how that transformation is lived out. Jesus is to be the Lord of our lives, and we should follow biblical precepts. This is not legalism or works, but a life lived out in love and honor towards the one who died for my sins. Faith without works is dead and is no faith at all. I believe that we will fall and that we need to have a repentant heart, and that God will ultimately bring us into perfect action through Jesus Christ. Spirit man perfected and soulish man in progress. I believe that we are not to live in guilt and shame when we fall, but we repent and get up and move closer to Jesus. I believe that if our nation will repent and turn from wickedness, that God will heal our land. I believe that as a Christian, I must occupy till He comes, and that to call evil wicked and to warn about those evil acts is a part of the mandate of Christianity. That to love also means to be willing to take the risk necessary to confront a friend with the truth in hopes that their heart will be turned, because their life matters, even if it means, in that moment, they will possibly hate me. It means that I must risk scorn to stand for truth, and that I can never sit silently by while evil attempts to conquer the world. God is my everything, and Jesus is the love of my life. That does not make me weak, but strong, not silent, but bold, and not fearful, but courageous. Therefore, if you are my friend, while we may not fully agree, know that I share what I share because I care. If you strongly disagree with these beliefs, they are not debatable for me, and you can, if you choose, unfriend me. I do not say this in anger, but in love. I wish for you eyes to see and ears to hear that Jesus Christ is the only way to salvation, and that God, not man, gets to decide what is truth, life, and the way. God bless you. Hey, this is Pastor Greg. Thanks so much for tuning in. I know you have a choice of where you can listen each and every day, and I thank you for keeping it tuned here to Chosen Generation Radio. All right, so I want to talk to you for just a second about health stuff, because you know what, your spiritual health and your physical health are tied together, and I know we talk about the spiritual aspect of our lives and the good health that we should have relative to that. But folks, you've got to also take care of this physical temple. And, you know, just as a brief history for those that may be tuning in for the first time and may not know my story. Back in 2004, and I know some of you are saying he's going to talk about his accident, and I will in just a second. But back in 2004, I was given 3 to 6 months to live. And at that time, I was told, we don't have an answer for you. I had been, at 42, I was in what I thought was the best shape of my life. I was 217 pounds. I was 13% body fat. I was benching 355. I was curling 125. I was in the gym 6 days a week. In fact, I was working out with the owner of the gym, and I should have had Rick's name up here on my phone so that I could tell you about Rick. But nonetheless, I had a workout partner. We worked out 6 days a week, and. I thought I was doing great. Rick LaCrosse. But, in the midst of all that, 9/11 had taken place. I had 60% of my business disappear. I had $210,000 in losses. And my company flipped and went upside down on me. And I had to let 65 people go and shut the business down. And so then I ended up with pericarditis, which is swelling around the lining of the heart. I got a virus. Then I had umbilical hernia surgery. Then I had gallbladder surgery that turned into a liver infection. Then I ended up with pneumonia, then pleurisy, and shingles on top of all of that. And my endocrine system collapsed, and I went to a number of internists, all of them referring me one to another, and finally in the end, the last gentleman that I went and saw, he said, I'm terribly sorry, but there isn't anything we can do for you. And they sent me home, and I was gray and yellow and green, and I was dying, and I was in excruciating pain, and the nurses cried on my shoulder as I went out the door. I had been doing a holy hip-hop radio show called A Dose of the Ghost, and through that, I was, again, on a voluntary basis, I was co-hosting a television program called The 11th Hour that used to record in Modesto and air in Sacramento, California on a what ultimately ended up being a Spanish station. And there was an old country western singer, and I can't remember his name right now, Charlie. Anyway, he had owned the station, and when he sold the station, one of his conditions was that it would be a requirement that the station continue the program. At any rate, Sandy Swanson was the executive producer at the time, and I was lying in bed, just unable to do anything, pretty much dying, and the Holy Spirit came to me and said, I want you to go and see Sandy. And so I got up, I went, and my wife thought, there's no way you're going to make it. I can't, you know, I got all the kids, I'm trying to get this situated. And I somehow made it over there. I walked in the door. She said, I don't want to speak death, but you look like death warmed over. And she referred me to a woman named Kathy Flood and Nutritional Support Programs there in Modesto, California. And they worked with me. And I had had a dream 2 years before I showed up in Kathy's office. And Kathy was in that dream. God had given me a vision and showed me that this was the person that was going to help me. And she did. And she got me started on naturopathy. And they were kind enough to do some bovine stem cell intervention with me at one point because we reached a stopping point. We did the detoxes. We did all kinds of things in order to try to keep me going. And one of the things she said to me is, she said, Greg, your body, you lived 75 years in 42. So your body is 33 years older than your life, and you have used up that amount of energy. It's interesting because when I got here to Texas, I had a chiropractor here do a kind of a life meridian lifeline kind of a test that he did. And when he did that test, and I went back to see him, he said, you know, I've never seen anything like this before. Normally, you have the big hand on the 3 and the big hand on the 12 and the little hand on the 3. He said, you're inverted. The little hand is almost to the 12 and the big hand is almost to the 3. And he said, when that happens, when that inversion happens, you're dead. You've run your course. What was interesting is that my medical doctor referred me to an endocrinologist in San Antonio who ran tests on me, and I just took some of my pills. But I take stuff every day. And the stuff you see behind me, I'm going to talk to you about in just a minute, I've been taking that, and that's how I've ended up with this A+ on my blood work. But nonetheless, I went to this endocrinologist, and they ran their tests, and they said, oh, well, you're within normal limits. And I said, well, that's because I take the supplements. And, oh, no, we don't believe in supplements. You're fine. We don't find, you know, we don't really find anything, and so on and so on. And I said to them at the time, take me off for 6 to 8 weeks, and then run your tests, and you'll see. I'm telling you what's really going on here. They dismissed me, didn't want to hear it. So now, in 2017, I have this terrible car accident. And for those that have never, ever seen this before, let me give you a quick preview. It says Pastor Chicana, because I share this in India each week when I do my preaching, which will happen on Thursday this week. We'll do an outreach there. But at any rate, that was me in 6 years ago, literally 6 years ago, on life support. And they didn't know if I was going to live or die. 6 years ago, like today, 6 years ago today, because for the entire month of July, they didn't know I was going to make it or not. We were in this vehicle when we got into this accident. We impacted this truck at 55 miles an hour, who pulled across out of a side driveway, the driveway actually belonging to the doctor's office that I go to, pulled his truck across and stopped. Apparently disoriented, didn't know where he was, but literally pulled right out in front of us. And my 15 and a half year old daughter turned the wheel. You can see how the door is bent here. I wish we had a picture of that side of the truck, but, nonetheless, she hit the driver's side passenger door. And we hit it so hard that we knocked it off its frame, as you can see here. smashing in the entire driver's side of the vehicle. And as a and in addition to that, his tools out of the back of his truck came through the windshield, aimed at my daughter. And I heard the Holy Spirit say, Jackie, and seatbelt, and I threw myself. I saw her, and I knew I had to get to her, and I threw myself across the car to Jackie and hit the steering wheel with my face, with my head. Blood all over the steering wheel, blood all over the dash. You can see the stick shift is smashed. That was me trying to come across. And the blood on the seat. And that's my face, which I injured on the steering wheel and with the tools. It tore my face off. I lost a chunk of my left orbital. They sewed me back together, which was amazing. But I had 17 surgeries over 5 days, and I died 3 times. And these are pictures of me, and literally, folks, I'm 6 years ago today, 6 years ago today, that's what I looked like every day through the end of July. I broke the base of my skull on both sides. I broke my neck at C3, front and back. I broke my back in 3 places between T1 and T5. There's the scar on my back. I broke my right rib cage. Remember I told you about the tools that were coming through the windshield? Well, I broke my hands and my wrists. Both hands, both wrists. Fractured as a result of trying to knock down the tools coming through. I can remember having the dream about hitting those tools and smacking them and trying to knock them down. And they hurt so bad. Until I couldn't hit him anymore. In addition to that, I broke my pelvis. I broke my hip. I snapped my femur in half. I had to have a rod and screws to put my hip back together again and put it in place. And then I also had a compound fracture of my tibia and my fibula. And folks, this is all my left leg, all on my left leg. And they said, Mr. Young, this is your good leg. Because my right leg, well, I smashed the bottom of my knee and the top of my right tibia so severely that in fact, they had to harvest an artery out of my thigh in order to save my lower leg, and the swelling of it caused me to have to ultimately have what's called a fasciotomy, a double fasciotomy. Now, they had my leg wrapped here. They had me in these halos on both legs. Both legs got halos. They took the one out on the left much sooner than the one on the right. And then they had to cut me open in order to be able to do the draining. And this is just a mini video of the doctor coming in. You can see the scars and on my hand. But that's what my leg looked like, folks. And every day they'd come in and they'd pull all of the dressing out. They'd pull that sponge and tube out. Then they'd put a new sponge and a new tube in. And that's what we experienced. That was my experience every single day. And they'd give me pain medication right after they did that. So here I am. 6 years ago, this is what it looked like. I sat up for the first time here, praise God. I progressed into ACU. These were things they didn't think would ever happen. And then this is my daughter, Jackie, when she came to visit me. And this is me getting home. And the first time that I came for a visit home, and it had been almost 3 months. This was the end of September, beginning of October, when I made this visit. And you can see that I'm unable to put any weight on my right leg at all. So here I am, coming up the ramp that some wonderful and lovely people made for me. So grateful for them. This was me later on doing some exercise. And my family. And then there's my daughter Jackie, and I was able to walk her down the aisle and officiate her wedding. Now, one of the things that I did not mention to you, but while I was over here in the acute care rehabs facility, when I first arrived, they were taking blood work from me each and every day. And one of the days, Dr. Malloy came in and he said to me, listen, I we're taking more blood out of you the last few days. And I said, yeah. He said, well, the reason why is we found something. And I said, okay. He said, I don't know exactly how to tell you this, but I know you survived the accident, but what I'm about to share with you, I don't think you can survive this, and we don't have an answer for you. And that was the accident that I was in. And it was the adrenals and the fact that my adrenals and my pituitary gland had completely collapsed. So that's why I recommend these products back here, because literally they've been saving my life. And I encourage you to go to CGR Wellness, cgrwellness.com, and you can sign up for free. And there is a video posted at my website, childrengenerationradio.com, where you can get the information how to sign up. I've got about 7 minutes left, and I see that I have a guest that's jumped in. Mr. Bill Courtney is with us. Hey, Bill.
How are you? Sorry I was late. I literally had my truck stuck in a mud hole.
Oh, my goodness. Well, you know what? There's a parable there comparative to us and what we're dealing with in America, isn't it?
I guess there is.
we're all stuck in a mud hole, man.
Yeah, it buried up to the axles. I guess we're high center.
No doubt. Well, welcome aboard. Good to have you. Thanks for being here.
Thank you very much for having me.
Absolutely. Well, we've only got a few minutes, but let's get the message out. You did a documentary called Undefeated.
I was the subject of a documentary called Undefeated when I was coaching football, and three guys from LA showed up, and they were wearing skinny legged jeans and scarves, which you don't wear in Memphis. And they left Memphis with 500 hours of film, went to Hollywood and did some editing for a movie we thought we'd see on channel 454 at 3 a.m. one Wednesday. And a year later, we won an Academy Award somehow. So, yeah, I don't know how it happened, but that's what happened.
Well, that's inspiring, brother.
Well, I guess. I mean, yeah. It chronicles the seventh year of 7 years I coached in an inner city school. We started with 17 kids, and they'd won 4 games in 10 years and ended up with 75 kids and won 18 games in 2 years. And it's really not a football movie. The term undefeated is not about wins and losses on a football field, but not being defeated by your circumstances.
And boy, isn't that message a message that we need today, huh?
I think so. I do. Which is why we started the podcast. I mean, that thing gave me a platform. And so I speak all over the country. I published my first book and continue to speak. And then the opportunity came up to start this podcast. And, you know, I wasn't a podcast guy. I didn't know much about them, but we released 6 weeks ago. We've been as high as number 10 in the country on Apple. And it's going really well, but it's not about football. It's called An Army of Normal Folks. And it's resonating.
What's normal look like today to you, Bill?
Do you have a 3-hour podcast?
I do have 3 hours, but we don't have 3 hours left.
I can tell you what normal doesn't look like. Normal does not look like what's going on in D.C. Normal doesn't look like what's on social media. And normal doesn't look like fancy-dressed, smooth-talking people on both sides, on CNN and Fox. I think the power class and the power structure of both social media, the national media, and politics are incented by money and power to divide us. And I feel like we have become sheep and buy into one narrative or another and end up thinking the entire world is dead and screwed up. And I disagree. There are normal folks all over our country who do extraordinary things every day. We just never hear about them. And so the podcast is interviewing not A-listers, not politicians, not bigwig smart people, but normal people who have normal troubles, financial troubles, family troubles, what all normal people have, and don't do extraordinary things in their communities because they're bequeathed or because they're tabbed or because they're part of some great organization. Rather, they do it despite the normal difficulties that normal people have and have exacted some measure of change in their communities. And we tell those stories, and they're meant to be interesting and redemptive, inspirational, but hopefully, and most importantly, they will illustrate that no matter who you are, where you come from, how you worship, how you vote, or how you think, we can all as human beings celebrate anyone who is doing something positive for the people in their communities.
So what's the uniting factor?
Humanity, love. Look, we interview Black, white, Asian, Latino, male, female, Republican, Democrat, Christian, Jewish, Muslim, and agnostic people. And I make no bones about the fact that I am a Christian, but I think I am called to show what a Christian man looked like, not by beating you over the head with a Bible, but by illustrating through my actions what a Christian man looks like. And I do not think that makes me part of an exclusive club that keeps me from interacting with the world. And so in very purposeful way, we interview all kinds of people with all kinds of different beliefs, both religious and political, from all walks of life who think differently, because all of those things seem over the last two decades to be separating us and putting us into different corners. And my belief set is it doesn't matter who you are or where you come from. There's one thing we can join in community around, and that is care for our common humanity. And so anybody, regardless of who they are, where they come from, that does something positive in their community, we're highlighting it and talking about how normal people do extraordinary things.
Hold that thought for a second. Folks, I got a release to ECN TV. Texas Fully Loaded is coming up right now. Stay tuned for that program. But stay on with me for just a minute. We're going to have Bill with us for just a few more minutes. I'll be back tomorrow. Got another great program lined up for you tomorrow, beginning at 9 a.m. Eastern. Okay. I had to release one part of our program because there's programming coming on there, but I wanted to hang on to you for just a minute. I want to dig into this a little bit more if you don't mind.
Don't mind at all. And I really am sorry I'm never late to anything, and I literally was stuck in a hole.